Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. I want to sincerely thank Monsanto for being a reliable, enthusiastic sponsor of this program for many years. They're stepping back for a year. The National Corn Growers Association is stepping up. My sponsors this coming year will be John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. And now for today's commentary. The U.S. Congress did not get much done this year until this month. Agriculture had a long wish list that just sat on the table. But surprise, I think we came out better than I thought we could. First, the Congress passed a five-year, $305 billion transportation bill. Our roads and bridges needed that desperately. Recent bills have been only for 1 year, but this is for 5 years. I'd hoped that we'd use an increase in the fuel tax to help pay for it, but they did find the money. Another problem that has been a constant battle since 2002, when it was enacted, country of origin labeling. The Congress repealed it. At least the labeling requirements for beef and pork are gone. Chicken's still in place, but that's not in the conflict. The tariffs that were authorized before the repeal would have cost us billions in agricultural exports. Senator Pat Roberts had this to say, and I quote, "America's farmers, ranchers, and small businesses will finally get the certainty that they deserve." And finally, real money can now be counted on with the permanent authorization of Section 179. That'll allow farms and small businesses to expense up to $500,000 when they buy that new tractor and combines and other equipment. Not to overlook another important question, the administration has settled on a renewable fuel standard, RFS, a standard that doesn't make big oil or the corn industry very happy, but at least we now have some certainty. Not to get too excited, though, there are some very serious issues that are not fixed. Heading that list is the GE food labeling battle, with Vermont and other states lining up to impose state labeling laws. Congress must act and require uniformity. We can't have 50 state laws dictating different labeling requirements. So in closing, let's just all be grateful. The government did not shut down. We have money to operate next year. I wish all of you a Merry Christmas, and I am John Block from Washington.